From NPR News, it's Day to Day. In Iraq, Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is calling on Parliament to pass the Status of Forces Agreement, otherwise known as SOFA. This agreement calls for a withdrawal of U.S. troops by 2011. For more, we're joined now by NPR's Ivan Watson, who was at the Iraqi Parliament today. Ivan, welcome, and tell us what happened there today.
Well, at the last minute, there was an announcement that ratification of this Iraqi-American security treaty would be postponed yet another day. And some of the opponents of the ratification process have warned that if there is not some kind of an agreement, that this could be postponed further. There's a Muslim holiday coming up at the end of this week, and these opponents are talking about what could be a two-week delay until after the holiday. And that, of course, raises fears that additional complications, bureaucratic problems, technical problems could arise and could really skewer what was a carefully negotiated treaty. It took some 9 months for American and Iraqi government negotiators to put this together.
And what's the main source of disagreement here?
The strange thing here, Alex, is it's not about the treaty for the withdrawal of American forces from Iraq. That's what this treaty is calling for. It's saying that American forces should pull back from Iraqi cities and towns by the end of June of next year and withdraw completely from Iraq by the end of 2011. What the argument is about is not the American status here, but what the American withdrawal could do to the internal balance of power in Iraq among rival Iraqi politicians. There are politicians from a wide variety of political parties that complain that the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, who is an Arab Shiite, that he has simply too much power. And critics have taken to calling him a dictator on TV over the last week. They're comparing his style of governance to Saddam Hussein. And they are basically holding up ratification and calling for a reform proposal that would curb many of Nouri al-Maliki's powers. Meanwhile, Maliki's advisors are accusing these parties of using the American-Iraqi treaty as a way to twist the prime minister's arm. They're calling this a desperate ploy for rival politicians to try to win popular support from the Iraqi people.
So, Ivan, what are the prospects now for the Status of Forces Agreement? It's intended to replace a UN mandate which governs U.S. troops being there that's set to expire at the end of this year.
Well, that raises a lot of questions. The Iraqi prime minister has said he will not extend the United Nations mandate. The U.S. has threatened, from what we're hearing from some Iraqi lawmakers, to begin withdrawal immediately. And the fear that is particularly some Sunni Arab politicians have had, they're afraid that the Shiite prime minister, they think he controls too much of the Iraqi security forces. And they're actually, they kind of want the Americans to stay in Iraq to counterbalance these Shiite-dominated security forces, which they fear are going to persecute them further. So this is this strange conundrum that you're in, where some critics who have railed against the American occupation of Iraq are now basically lobbying to try to keep the American military here a bit longer.
NPR's Ivan Watson joined us from Baghdad. Thank you, Ivan.
You're welcome, Alex.